Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio. Radio.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly, I'm the rider, yeah. And I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? Yes.
Lock them in, man, because quality music and quality radio entertainment is rare. And if you get a hold of it, you know, hold on to it, you know.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly, I'm the rider, yeah. And I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gonna stop both of us? I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy, how hard she rides.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Refugee Camp presents Belky Sadek on alto and Day on falsetto, bringing back the old vibe.
Radio.
Yeah.
This is a message from the mother.
Let's go, girl.
She told me to tell my brother she loves you. And I do too.
Yes, yes.
Yes, PD Radio. Hello, hello, XOXO. You are now vibing with the best PD Radio. Miss PD in Black here for your Tuesday night radio listening pleasure. Good evening, everyone, and a special good evening to you, Black. How you feeling?
What's going on, baby girl? Hey, you know what? You got real smooth tonight, Miss PD. What's up with that?
I did. I was just kind of feeling it a little bit, so, you know. Have to switch it up a little bit. We always come in so strong. So tonight I just want to come in kind of sweet, you know.
Miss PD was
I'm
watching Love Jones over the weekend, huh?
Yes, I was. and I love it. It's one of my favorite movies, being a poetry. So I love it. Well, anyway, I hope you guys like how we kicked off the show. We brought you a little Love Jones by the Refugee All-Stars, Inside My Love by Trina Broussard. Did I mess up her last name? That's my first blunder of the night. There you go. You know what? I'm going to make up a contest right now on the spot. Whoever can count how many blunders I had tonight, you'll win a special PD Radio prize.
Oh, man.
You got to have the accurate number. Call up. You got to listen to catch all my blunders, you know, because I'm famous for them. So anyway, we followed up Inside My Love by Floetry and Superstar just to kick off the show and give a nice, smooth, mellow vibe. I hope you guys enjoy that. And last week on the show, we were getting it in with the throwback music. I was in the studio in the zone. If only y'all could have seen me, I'm sure you would have been cracking up. But I was getting it in. I don't care because the music was on fire. I did a good job. I did a good job last week. You like how I did the music last week, Black?
Hey, the mix is always on point. I love it.
We have the pleasure of interviewing the lovely LaDonna Marie last week as she shared with us some of her poetic pieces from her new book, Until Tomorrow Comes, which is available right now. So check out her website at LaDonnaMarieBooks.com and get your copy today. It is PD Radio approved. Tonight we have another talented poetress who goes by the name of Diamond Peace, and she will be joining us in the second half of the show, to share with us her creative gifts, so be sure to stay locked for that. But right now we want to give a very, very special congratulations and shout out to entrepreneur and the head of Six Man Radio and the head of Six Man Entertainment, Mr. Corey Pearson, a.k.a. Bassy, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. he has way too many a.k.a.s. So I can't list them all. He's an a.k.a. king. Maybe he'll break it down for us. Seed has just wrapped his second movie lead. The first was The Darkest Before Dawn, which was released in the summer. And now his second leading role in a mini movie called When a Man Sped Up, which was just released on YouTube last night. Black and I had the pleasure of checking it out. And now, Black, I'm going to kick it over to you because you got that Black review, baby. Tell us what you thought about the movie. That's the Black review. Hey.
You know, I always come correct with I'm a kick it to you guys straight. You know, I love movies. Uh-huh. I'm a big, huge movie fan. My collection is outrageous.
Huge.
I've seen it all.
He's ridiculous.
So, you know, when I maybe we'll get a chance to take a look at When a Man's Fed Up, you know, starring Corey Bassey, you know, Pearson as Mr. King and Selena Gordon as Jasmine, it was crazy, you know. I got some clips for y'all because I want y'all to get in to the character base just a little bit. I'm just going to give you a taste and make sure you guys go check it out. But I want to say, you know, it was a great mini film. You know, just it's not that long, so you really dive into the characters right away. And
yeah, you
I think
a
one
taste.
Of the big
it's a teaser.
Right, it's like a teaser for you. And one of the big things for me are the relationships, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love the conflict and I love the dialogue between the main characters, you know what I mean? And that's what sells for me. And it has to be believable, and it's definitely that. So when we say a man fed up, that's exactly what's going down. A man is going to get fed up. So
he took a lot. He took a lot.
Yeah,
the
you know, it goes down,
movie,
man.
They did a great job. They did a great job, and I enjoyed it very, very much. And I urge you all to make sure you check it out on YouTube. And we're going to have Mr. Corey Pearson, a.k.a. Bassy, on in just a few minutes. So he's going to talk to us about his latest, you know, dive into the music, to the movie scene. So we're going to talk to him in just a few minutes. But go ahead and finish, Black, what you were going to set up.
So, you know, I'm just going to play a quick clip, you know what I mean, the first quick clip, and then I'm going to play another one once we get my man Bad Seed on the line. But the first, you know, first clip is just, you know, it's kind of an introduction to the movie itself, so just check it out.
What makes you such an expert?
Oh, come on, man. You forgot why I got my paralegal certification, baby. I've seen a lot of dudes like him in the pen, man.
I think she's done.
she'll leave when she fed up.
And when exactly is that?
Listen, man. When a woman's fed up, you'll know about it, Keith. The whole world gonna know about it, bro.
The whole world, huh?
The whole world, man.
All right.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy, Miss Petey. I love that line because I just like the way, you know, which is true. And that, you know, that's gonna bring up one of my questions for tonight is when a woman's fed up or when a man's fed up, who you think goes through it worse, Miss Petey? You know what I'm saying? When they get to that level. You know, that's going to be one of the questions tonight. You know, a lot of women, you know, we always see the emotional side. Huh?
Do you mean leading up to it, or do you mean when she's actually done?
I'm talking about both.
Or he's actually done.
Both.
I think leading up to it, I think the woman, because we're more emotional, we tend to go through it the worst. Whereas men, not saying they don't go through it as much, but they keep a lot in. They're not big on the arguments. They're not big on the expression, you know, expressing how they feel about whatever's going on. You know what I mean? So I think women, we're more emotional, so we really, really, really go through it. However, when a woman is really fed up, that's it. Like, she don't fight. She don't argue. She don't care where you go. She don't care what time you come home. She don't give a damn. So when your woman is to that point, trust me, she's fed up. And trust me, she's on her way out the door. Because you're not worth fighting an argument anymore. You know what I mean? And whereas, you know, I don't want to get a movie away. I don't want to really tell, you know what I mean?
That's what we're doing. Oh, yeah, we're not going to dive in that deep. That's right.
You know, but that was the perspective of King, the leading in this movie, is like, you know, he was done. He had enough. You know, he took in a lot, and he was just like, he was smooth with it, though. He was real smooth with it.
You know, there's a lot of hey, there's a lot of dudes like that too. You know, they
yeah.
You know,
he was smooth with it. You know,
like I said, we're not trying to give anything away because we want, you know, what I'm saying, the listeners to make sure that they check it out so you can get the full, you know, full energy of the film. So, you know,
I believe we have the star of the movie. I think two of them actually on the line. So let's bring them in, Black, and let's. Let them, you know, explain the movie for all the listeners. How about that?
See what's up.
PD Radio.
PD Radio, what's going on, Mr. C?
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck's popping, man?
What's going on, brother?
What the fuck's popping,
PD
Radio?
What's going on, King?
What's up, man?
What's up? It's all about you right now, player.
Oh man, First off, I want to thank y'all because you already know, Miss PD Black, you already know I love PD Radio, man. I fucking love you guys. You guys fucking rock, man. Hey, dude, you guys fucking rock, dude. Awesome.
You guys rock. Keep that energy.
No, we don't just rock. We fucking rock. I love it.
That's right. And your role. You're rocking your role. I love y'all.
And we roll. Okay.
So, move to y'all. But, yo, I want to tell y'all on the live, too, I want to introduce y'all, PD Radio, to my lovely co-star in the movie When a Man's Fed Up. Lena Be the Model. Is in the building.
Lena being a model. Hey,
on,
Lena,
Lena
being a model.
How you doing?
Your family.
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing
good. Glad to
good.
Have you on tonight. All right. We're glad to have you on.
Now, I got some questions for you.
Yeah, okay.
I got some questions for y'all.
Yeah. We had to bring her on, man, because I ain't got fun. The reaction of the movie has been great.
Mm-hmm.
It's been absolutely great. And I want to thank everybody who took 11 minutes out of their time and actually sat their black ass down and watched it. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit is dope. You know what I'm saying? But,
exactly.
You know, as well, because the people seem to have resonated with the characters. And you know, I was getting a lot of feedback from people saying, yo, we need more. I wish there was a part two. What's going to happen? Not a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's been crazy. And they really resonated with Jasmine's character. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard, I got tweets from people saying, yo, I wanted to fight her. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to fight her.
You got a fabulous job. That's what I'm talking about.
Word up. Like I can't understand how. I wanted to fight her because it's crazy because there's women out there that's like that and it's fucked up and blah, 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 blah. It was crazy.
Right.
So, you know, I wanted to bring her on to basically talk about, you know, the talent.
Of course, you guys are the stars, so we need to talk to both of you. That's right. But, Lena, it sounds like you got to watch it back now. I mean, I know it's a movie, but
I know.
People
I got people coming from me
for real.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So talk to us, you guys. Tell us about your character.
So my first question for Lena, I want to know, how did you feel about the character? And, you know, was it hard for you to get into that type of character? Or, you know what I'm saying, like, what kind of emotions did you go through?
I'm trying to say, Black, she already a ratchet baby mama. What do you mean? Does she have a hard time?
Oh, shit.
It wasn't that hard.
I mean, it was different. I know that. It was very different.
Okay.
And it wasn't that hard. Because, you know, see, I fed off of him. So his energy, you know, it got me to where I needed to be or whatever. But,
right.
You know, the character was really relatable. Like, everybody knows a Jasmine, whether it's your friend or your friend's friend or whatever. It was believable.
Right.
I mean, it was real different. I'm nothing like that. Nothing like that at all. But to get into that character and play that different side, it felt good. And it was like, you know, I was just in the moment, you know?
Right,
wow.
That's what makes it so believable.
Is this your first movie, Lena?
Huh?
Is this your first movie? Or have you done
it
before?
No, I played a little role in, I had a fight scene in a Darkest Before Dawn movie.
I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did a couple of short films. I did a Butterfly book trailer for a book called Butterfly by the author Sexy.
Okay.
I did the book trailer for that. And I also did When a Woman Fed Up. I was in the part When a Woman Fed Up. And that was kind of the same spin or whatever, you know, is showing when a woman gets to that point. So
right.
You got to be on that. I think that's actually on YouTube now.
Okay. Wow, we got to check that out. We got to let the people know about that, Black. Definitely.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And see. Brother, what's up? What's up, King?
King.
What's the face-off
King,
between
baby.
You and King? Talk to us about that.
Yo, it's wild because it was interesting for me because the people that saw Darkest Before Dawn, I'm not going to front, I was really nervous because King, the character King is different from the character Trent. Trent was from Darkest Before Dawn. He's totally different. Trent is an arrogant, you know, street dude, you know, flashy street dude, whereas King used to be that. He's reformed, went to jail, came home, he's married, he has children, he has a career, he can move up the ladder, all that. He has all this gone for himself. You see, well, I don't want to give the story of Darkest
Right.
But you know, the directions of their lives are different. So this is where the acting for myself came into play, where I had to be like, okay, Trent really wasn't hard to play because, yo, come on, man. Like, there's a lot of me and Trent, and I know a lot of niggas like Trent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Trent Trent, everybody knows Trent. Trent is around the corner from y'all right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just what it is. Now, King is, you know, he's a rarity. You know, diamond in the rough. He really want to get his thing together, and it sucks because of his relationship with his wife, you know. And it was difficult for me because I've never been married and I don't have any children. So I had to play a father and a husband, too.
You know what I mean?
So that in itself, you know, it was fun. It was real fun to play. I enjoyed myself. I had a ball. We did it in a day.
Really fun.
We did it in a whole day. Yeah, we did it in
a day.
Yeah, it was like a couple of hours.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, this is what I want
really
to do. I want to give the listeners a taste of just, you know, you two guys. I got to give them a taste of just, you know, how you guys interact and just how real and, like, you know, Lena was talking about, you know, there's some people out to get her right now because of the character that she played so well and people felt it. So I want to give the listeners just a taste of you two in action. So,
doodles.
Hey, what's up, man? What's good? You all right? You do your homework?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see your hands. Go wash your hands. Smell your mother cooking. What is that, Swanson's? I missed you.
Listen, I work two shifts back to back at the hospital. You lucky you getting this, you ungrateful mother.
Whoa. Shit, the kids, man.
You told the kids.
Nah.
When the fuck is you gonna grow up here? Why don't you just speak up for yourself for a change?
Why do you always gotta equate everything to my manhood, Jasmine?
Because real men take care of their families.
I'm taking care of my family.
So then why am I working 50 to 60 hours a week?
You choose to do that.
Excuse me?
We could survive on my salary, Jazz.
Are you fucking serious? $25,000 a year for a family of four, nigga? Welfare bitches get more than that. I'll be damned if I'm going to have a welfare bitch get more than me when I got a husband that works for a law firm.
Woo, see? That's spicy right there now.
So wait, what is that, Swanson?
Y'all cracking up on that.
When I saw that part, I fell out. He said, I smell your mother cooking. What is that, Swanson?
Oh, man.
That was genius. I love that part. I swear I love that part.
Oh, my God.
Well, I got a question. Lena, do you guys, like, one thing that I noticed about C and his acting is that he has great facial expressions. So when he gets into his character, he, you know, you can see it. Do you guys ever, you know what I mean, like, yo, hold up, you know what I mean, like, start laughing when he come at you?
I'm fine.
Y'all got a blooper reel?
Yeah. Yo, there is a blooper reel. Yo, Lena.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of bloopers.
Lena, okay.
Yeah, there's a couple. Because, yo, don't get it twisted. She's real reserved. Lena's silly as hell, B.
I see you over there.
She's silly as hell, B. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, it was, we was fucking bugging the hell out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. It wasn't even. It was crazy.
Yeah, like it's wild because we would be laughing and then we had to get into meme mode.
As soon as they say action, we just like
back in meme mode. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh,
because hold on, wasn't the one scene? That scene right there where you was like, I know another law firm could give you more money than what Keith's giving you. She said a blooper. She said, yo, I know another law firm could give you what Chief Keith's giving you. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
You're right. I did say that.
Man.
Yeah, we just start busting out laughing. We just start rolling. Like, it was just hilarious. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why I was thinking about Chief Keith.
Yeah. It worked.
Well, you know, watching the movie, you guys did a great, great job condensing it all down to 11, 12 minutes, whatever it was. You guys really, really did a great job at that. But it's like a major teaser. Like, you got to work on a part two. I mean, a part three, hell. But you got to bring it back. We need to know what happens to King. We need to know, you know, what happened to Jasmine, you know. Did she get fired from a job? We need to know this stuff. We need to know because you guys really, really teased us.
Strung out or something, right?
Right. Yeah, strung out, you know, lost her job. She lost her way, you know. King, did you find a new woman, you know? Did you start a new relationship? We need to know this. You can't just leave us hanging like this.
First off, shout to Ali Brathwaite and Nikki Black. Nikki Black produced it and wrote it along with Ali Brathwaite. And Ali Brathwaite, he directed it. Ali Brathwaite, that's Arlene Brathwaite's husband. And Arlene is the one who wrote Darkest Before Dawn. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they are crazy. They a power couple. They out of here. They about to be out of here. Salute to them. Yeah,
they're...
Salute to them. Salute to Brathwaite Publishers. Salute to the book club, all of them. But Yeah, they're putting together the next project. It's called Friends with Benefits. I don't want to give anything away about it because I've been chopping up with Nikki Black about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But never know. It could continue, or maybe he could come back later and revisit the characters. Who knows?
Right.
But you know, there's a lot of things in the pipeline, and you know, you never know. You know, it's all about,
okay.
And that's a beautiful thing because a lot of people kept saying, "Yo, we needed more. Is it gonna be a part two? What's up?" And yo, that's dope.
Yeah.
I think that is the dopest thing ever. That there,
it is.
That there is Christmas in October for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because yo, an 11-minute movie resonated so much that you hung on to it and we just left you there. Like, nigga, stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's great. It's great. Like, to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So salute to Ali Brathwaite and Nikki Black, how they even put the whole thing together. You know what I'm saying?
And
shout to, because Lena and myself, we was just acting. We just actors in their grand scheme of what they doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, you know,
salute
to them, and salute to the other cast members too. Kaysar Phillips, he played Jasmine Brother, and K. Mojave Wright, he played Keith. And shout to the kids, man, you know. We see a lot of kids.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, see, we got a question for you off Twitter from Valencia. She said, what character did you feel more comfortable with? I'm not sure what
Trent.
She means by that. Trent? Okay.
Trent. Yeah, Trent. Because Trent.
Because it was more
Trent
of you,
was,
is that why?
Yeah, Trent was a no-brainer.
I
like that.
Better, so.
You said you like King better?
No, I like Trent better. You know that.
Oh, you like Trent better? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Trent,
like, okay.
Trent is, you know, Trent is me. That's me, man. That's me all day.
Okay.
Not as over the top, but as far as like the sarcasm and, you know, just the whole swag of Trent. Like, that's me.
Right.
And, you know.
That's why you played it so well.
I guess.
Well, see, you also provided music for the movie called When a Man Fed Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a hot song.
Oh, yeah,
the
intro track is crazy. Just want to put that out
there.
Yeah,
the intro, yeah.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. That was another thing. You know, the feedback on that was crazy, too. I just did it. I just did the record. Shout to Clef Dollars. Rest in peace. Clef Dollars produced that track. You know, that's, I words can't even explain, man. Shout to my dude, you know, may he rest, you know, forever, bruh. We still pushing for you, bruh. You already know. And you know, the joint is called When a Man's Fed Up, and I thought that it really touched on what was going on, like, you know, just the whole mood of it, you know. It's like the When a Man's Fed Up two step. Like, it make you two step a little bit, right? Hold on, I'm two stepping now. Y'all ain't two-stepping. Y'all not two-stepping, man. Come on, I see y'all. So, like, boom, right? Boom. It's like the man's fed up two-step. Like, he's tight, but he's not going to sit there and be on his Drake shit. Nah, you know. He's fed up. He two-stepping. He up. You know, he like, hey, yo, y'all should see me like that, though. You know what I mean?
I'm tripping, huh?
All right, I have a question. I have a question for Lena. Lena, what was, well, for both of you, actually. Lena, what was the funniest thing C did on set? And C, what was the funniest thing Lena did on set? I know y'all got some stories to tell. Real quick.
Oh, man.
I know you
do. Oh, my God.
Tell it.
Who you want to go for? Me?
No.
Yeah, you
Lena,
go.
Yes.
The funniest thing that he was doing?
Mm-hmm.
When he was about to film and everything, how he was laughing and everything, like, he'd give me this look that would just make me like, all right, Lena, get back into character. Like, he's a teaser, and then when they say action, his face just goes cold. That shit was hilarious. It made me laugh so hard.
I can believe
I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah.
And it was funny. It was funny because we'd be laughing and be like, ha, ha, ha. And I'd just be like, man, straight.
That's it.
No,
it's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Nah,
all right.
Funny, the funniest shit to me was when the scene where in the morning time I come out the bathroom, I'm fixing my tie, and she don't speak to me, right? And she spins off on me, and she goes to the refrigerator, and she supposed to be like, "Good morning to you too," right? But boom, mm-hmm. the director, Ali, shout to Ali, Ali, poor Ali, you know what I'm saying? Because I just be working, I just be trying to create while we doing it, like, okay, well, what's going to make this shit hot, you know, and real? So
right.
Mm-hmm. I smack Lena on the ass. Right? And hold on. Lena, you know, so it was shaking everywhere. Ali, poor Ali.
Dude, I didn't rewind that part.
He wasn't ready.
Poor Ali. Yo, we had to go.
Just saying.
Yo, he said cut. He wasn't ready
for that one.
So I guess he thought, like that was a blooper or whatever. And then he said action again. And then I did it again.
You did it again?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I'm just acting like ain't nothing happening, like do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. You know. I told Lena, that's real
McCoy stuff right there.
I told Lena straight up before we even went into the thing. I said, yo, expect anything. You know what
anything
I'm saying?
For the scene, baby.
Anything for the scene. Like you never know what like when you're in it, you're creative. And I learned that from Darkest Before Dawn. You know what I'm saying? Like in the midst of it, when he says action, that's when you're creative. It's like you're freestyling, like a rapper's freestyle.
Exactly right.
Now you don't want to be over the top, but you want to be as real as possible in that scene.
Yep.
While staying in the writer and director's vision and not going off on your own, but you know what I mean? Staying within
a lot of
this.
That stuff was improv anyway, you know, a couple of
right,
things
exactly.
that were being a it still made it hot though.
Okay.
Exactly.
All
exactly.
Right. Okay.
Because there's another part in there. I'm not going to speak on it, but there's another part towards the end that that I like, but I'm not going to speak on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
okay.
You already know. I'm not going to speak on it. I thought that was real. And so we're not going to check this out. That's all I'm saying.
I think we're
kind of towards the end, yeah, you know. Like I said, you guys
I think
got
I know what you. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The living
room
scene, right, Blatt?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
See, you know what they talk about, right? You know what they talk about.
What are you talking about?
Nah, see, I don't want to give it a week. I'll let hey,
you
say it.
Well, you can say it, I guess. It's not really giving it away, right?
Nah,
I'm not
going to
say it. Y'all can say it. I ain't going to say it. The little when you guys are, you know, fighting on the verge of, you know, breaking up, that scene.
The part
what,
that don't
what,
nobody
what,
like, the part where I kiss you on your lips,
David. Oh, when she kissed me? Oh, yeah. After. Okay. Now,
yeah. After
that,
I just got done with him.
Homeboy. Since y'all want to bring it up.
Yeah. Now, look. That's some wild shit because, during the premiere, right?
Well, you stuttering
wait,
right
hold
now.
On,
you
no,
okay?
No, because
y'all just throw that in there.
Listen, check this out.
Wait, see, you have a flashback right now. Hold on.
Check this out now because I want to tell it right. After the premiere, after the movie play. No, listen, after the movie play,
right,
I start going through the audience, right, with the microphone, and I'm getting questions and getting comments on the movie or whatever, right? So. Everybody gave, whatever. And then there was this one girl in the back, right? And she goes, yo, I'm saying, though, why you let her kiss you after she was fucking around on you? You know what
right.
I'm saying? And I said, yo, you know, the nigga's in love. The nigga's like, yo, he's in the middle of, yo, I love her. I got kids with her. And then he comes to his senses. It's not like he threw his tongue in her mouth. Like that was not no sensual kiss. That was a tap, like mwah, two, mwah. That's what that was. So she says.
Actually, we only did it once. They put it in there twice.
Oh, did they? So look. She says. Listen what she says.
Go down for a second.
Wait. Listen what she says. She says whatever nut mouth. Yo.
No, she did.
Oh.
She called me. She called me nut mouth. Woo.
Oh, oh man. Man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she called me nut mouth. But it's great. You know what I'm saying? Because that's some real shit. During
it
that
is
thing,
real.
You
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You never know. You know, she's trying to rectify the situation and manipulate him. He's falling mm-hmm. for it for a second and then comes to his senses. You know what I'm saying? There is a history there. That's not his girlfriend. That's his wife. You understand
right.
what I'm
right.
saying? Like,
right.
Let's be clear here. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. It's a lot of – that shit is funny, and I can see how people could look at it a certain way, but it's like, come on, man. Like,
but it is real. You're right. You're
yeah,
right.
If you're not in that situation, you can't really say that you what you would and what you would not do. And that's the beautiful
mm-hmm.
part about it. That's what makes this shit
mm-hmm.
so hot, because it's like,
right.
yo, man, it's a conversation. Like, yo, damn, yo, why you kiss her? I wouldn't have did that. She was just.
Well, you guys, you did excellent in the movie. We urge everybody to check it out on YouTube, When a Man's Fed Up, starring Corey
mm-hmm.
Pearson, a.k.a. Bassie, and Lena,
mm-hmm.
the model, the lovely Lena. You guys, check out the movie. Hit them up on Twitter. Let them know what you think. All our PD Radio listeners, hit us up. Let us know. Go to our website, pdradio.site40.net.
Leave
a comment. Leave
a comment. Let us
and
know
let us
think.
Know.
Yo,
you know?
And yo, the movie, the movie's
love.
Only going to be
mm-hmm.
up. The movie's only going to be up for a week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they pulling it down.
So you
got to
check it out.
Yeah, they pulling it down after a week because they want to put all the joints together, you know, in a little package. You feel me? So
gotcha,
it will
okay.
be coming down.
Okay.
It will be coming down soon.
Okay,
so,
you heard
it's on YouTube
it?
At Brat. What is it? Bratwaves Publishing.
Yeah, Bratwaves Publishing.
You can find
yeah.
it.
Yes.
Awesome. You guys
or,
check it
or
out.
If you want that shit, real talk, me, come to my Twitter page.
At
yeah.
Nicholas Cage, man. At Nicholas Cage with the underscore after the E, man. And it's Nicholas Cage, not Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Yo, and wait, hold on. Time out, too, real quick.
A.K.A., what's up?
Hold on, wait. Whoa. Real quick, I got to air this out. I see two hoes on Twitter, right, running around
mm-hmm.
with the name Nicholas Cage in their name.
I told you.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they was trying to say nigga. Less, like they don't have a nigga, like trying to make a joke off of that, because I peeped
mm-hmm.
one day, the thing on Twitter was everybody was taking celebrity names and flipping them and turning them into their own names or whatever, and a couple people brought it to my attention, and they was like, I'm like, look, B, there's one Nicholas Cage, it's me, and there's a white girl out there named Nicholas Cage, you know, come on, how the fuck is your name Nicholas Cage, man? You're a white girl. Like, no disrespect to the white girls, you know, woo, all that. You know what I'm saying? But damn, me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and that's
man.
It, man. I had to get my rant off because I'm sick of this, man. I'm
that's
fed
cool.
up. I'm
well,
fed up.
We appreciate you guys
up.
Coming on. We hear you fed up. We appreciate Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lena. Shout
yeah,
out. Thank you,
Lena.
Like
thank
I said, you did
I appreciate you having me on as well.
Oh,
yeah. We appreciate you
up.
Taking the time
wow.
to call up. That's right. And
definitely.
You guys, like we said, check them out on YouTube. You guys did a marvelous job. I'm really, really impressed
thank
with
you,
the movie.
You.
I done seen it like 10 times already since last night. That's how much I love it. I have to keep watching it. It's
I know we
hot.
Keep watching
I love
it, too, right?
mm-hmm. I'm about
that's
to watch
awesome.
It again.
So,
me too.
And we're going to get into your song right now from the movie C, When a Man's Fed Up. We're going to play that for the listeners. And, you know, salute
yeah.
to you guys. And thank
Super.
You.
Yeah. Thank you.
All
up.
Right.
We
right.
love y'all. We love y'all, man. Love y'all.
That's right.
Yes.
Here we go.
And make sure you
Nicholas
guys follow
A.
me at Lena B, the model, on Twitter.
All right. Well, I'll
you
definitely hit
it.
You up. We got you.
I'm going to follow you right.
right
now.
I follow back.
There we go.
All right. Here we go with
radio,
a man fed
radio,
up by Nicholas Cage.
Shut up. You get the trash out. If I get thieves to come over here, put his damn hands on you again. Oh. Oh, you want to see huh?
The control.
You're so. Hey. You know that? You.
millions, kids. Uh-huh. And she run around town every nail shop, spreading the biz. Can't cook a damn thing in the fridge. Why that man fed up? Woo. Come on, you know the routine. Uh-huh. You got a president instead of a queen. Yeah, you thought you got one. She not one.
Nope.
Make you get a shotgun. Blow your own head off.
What?
Why that man fed up?
Uh-huh.
For various reasons. All shapes and sizes. Various regions. Various zip codes. Skin tones. Believe it. She a man eater. Why that man fed up? It's no love no more. No kisses, no hugs no more. No booty, no lettuce, negative, no show no more. Basically, it ain't a go no more. Why that man fed up? Woo!
You know that? You are something
else. Close to the truest shit I ever spoke. Why that man fed up?
You know that? You
up in the studio getting blown. To the tour shit I ever spoke. When that man fed up, he liable to flip. Wild out, do some terrible shit. So the best thing, baby girl, just chill. Stick to the script. Pay attention, this is real as it gets.
What?
When a man fed up, shit could get nutty.
Y'all.
Turn around, find out he fucking your best buddy.
Uh-huh.
To you, it's painful. To him, it's a little cutty. Trust me, it could get real dumb and ugly. Show me playing like this is a game of rugby. When a man fed up, everybody shut up. Don't nobody move. Don't nobody get up. Nigga fed up alert. Move and you getting hurt. Yeah, we all do a little dirt. And relationships do take a little work. But it feel like a setup. Dead up. I'm tired of your bullshit. It's over. Done, dada. Fed up.
PD Radio. Yes, yes.
Yes,
yes. When a Man's Fed Up by Nicolas Cage. That was a hot song from
the movie. And the song is perfect for the film, too. It's perfect.
That it is. Yeah. That it is. We want to give big love, big PD Radio love to Bad Seed and Lena B, the model, for coming through a few minutes ago and talking to us about their movie. You guys, you got to check it out. What is it under again on YouTube, Black? Let them know.
Whoo, it is under, if I still have it up in front of me. It's Bradwood Publishing.
Nah.
Oh, he's trying to put me out there, huh? He's trying to put me out there.
Or hit up Nicolas Cage on Twitter.
Don't nobody know nothing?
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to get it together.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, Black knows something.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The first hour of the show went through smoothly. Had a great time talking with them. You know, their chemistry is great on the movie, you know, and talking with us, you know, just great. And in just a few minutes, we have our second guest of the night. We're going to be bringing in Ms. Diamond Peace, and she has a lot going on, and we're going to talk to her about all of that. But we want to know from you guys, when a man's fed up, when a woman's fed up, how much will you take before you're fed up? Like, what's the limit? What is the one thing you will no longer tolerate before you say, you know what? I'm out.
I'm out this month. Right.
I'm out. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It takes a lot for me. Me personally, I could deal with a lot. I deal with a lot. When I start getting quiet, when I start pulling back, I don't like to argue anyway. I really don't like to argue. This, it's not me. I don't like nobody getting over on me, though, and I'm going, you know, speak my piece. But I'm not one of those women who just like to argue or look for things to argue about. But when it's really done, like when you notice I'm not hitting you up, I'm real reserved, I'm kind of nonchalant dealing with you, I'm done. And, like, when it clicks in my head, like, you can never make me see it the other way again. Once it's done, I will never see you the same way again.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And any type of, even if it's just a friendship, you know, once I'm done with you and it clicks, like, I never see you the same. I will never see you the same. I'll look at you, I'll say, what's up? That's about all you'll get from me. Because when I'm done, I'm done. So when the Tam's fed up,
it's all over.
It's all the way over.
Drop the
right
bomb
now,
on somebody. We got a caller.
Let's bring the caller in real quick, and then we'll get ready for our guest, Black.
But I'm going to say this, though.
Oh,
in the
God.
Words of
what you gonna say?
Robin Harris,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Fellas, uh-huh. if you're fed up, just take a page from Robin Harris and tell her, I'm going to the moon. That's right. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
You know what?
Tell her you're going to the goddamn moon and don't ever come back. But anyway, PD Radio.
Yeah.
PD Radio, what's your name? What are you calling about?
518, you're on the line. PD Radio.
Hi, this is Opal. I didn't know it was on the queue. Hello?
I'm sorry? Yes.
I didn't know I was
on the line.
My name is Opal Ingram.
Hello.
Ah.
Hello.
Hello.
I just called in to listen in.
Would you like to make a comment on anything that was spoken
on
tonight?
You were just listening in?
I was listening. I can make a comment, too, I guess.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay. You said when a woman is fed up.
Yes.
When you're being like you do everything you're supposed to be doing, and then you totally disrespected. I've been in some kind of relationships, and I guess my last one. I got divorced 3 years ago, and he was it was abusive. But I got fed up when I got tired of. Like, you know, you with someone and you're changing and they not changing, and then you just, it's time to go, you know?
Right.
Okay, so, yeah. When it's time to go, it's time to go. So, you know, everybody has their own limits.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's one of the keys
so
that
much.
I hear from a lot of people is that
the amount
of work and everything that they put into it, and they feel like the other person just isn't, you know what I'm saying, reciprocating that back.
We thank you so much for calling up, you know, to say hi. We thank you for listening to the show. We really appreciate you. So stay tuned. We have another guest coming on in just a few minutes that you can take a listen to as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, Black, we're going to go into a quick music selection, then we're going to come right back with our second guest of the night, Diamond Peace. Let's throw him a little bit of Maxwell.
A little of that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
PD Radio. 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 Radio.
Oh,
PD Radio. Radio.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a meeting exclusive.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
Yes, yes, this is a PD Radio exclusive. It's that time of the night when we shine our creative artist spotlight, and tonight we shine it very brightly on the lovely poetress, Miss Diamond Peace. Diamond, hello. Welcome to PD Radio.
Hey, what up, though?
Hello.
How are
you? Hello, what up, though? I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're great. We're great. Great to have you on the show tonight. Yes.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Well, we brought you on tonight, Diamond, to shine the spotlight on your talents and your poetic talents and the debut of your first CD, Pieces of a Diamond. Awesome. Tell us, is that CD currently available? Is it out already? I know it was due in September, but...
Yeah, I'm actually still in the making, but it's almost, it has to get mastered, so yeah. It will be dropping...
Oh.
So I had to push the date back some. So it should be dropping next month.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yep. Sounds good. We look forward to that. Now, because you are, a poet, I like to know, can you remember when you first recognized your gift for poetry?
Actually, I was 14.
Really?
Yeah, I was 14 when I discovered me liking poetry. Because I always wrote, always write on paper. My emotions and everything be on paper. So, I discovered it at the age of 14. I was in high school, and it's actually one of my friends, you could say peers, but she became one of my friends, long-term friends in high school. We was just talking about that, and she remembered that.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote on paper in high school. She was like, girl, you always write on paper. And I was like, yeah. And she said, she's one of my friends on Facebook, so she's seeing my work, and it's amazing to her because she never forgot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She never forgotten that time I used to just write on paper, even when I had boyfriends and stuff like that, or I get mad at somebody, I just write my emotions on paper, and I've been doing it ever since.
Okay. Now, when you first started writing around 14, like, can you remember, was it out of anger or was it, like, happy emotion? Can you even remember that? So I know I was dealing with something. So what started it for you?
Well, same here. I was writing my feelings about boy.
Okay.
That's always where it starts.
I was rhyming too. I was rhyming when I did it. So it's like I knew that's when I really discovered it. And I'm like, because it was crazy because it happened to be my daughter's father at the time. Yeah, I had mixed emotions then, and I would be angry sometimes, happy sometimes, romantically in love, back then, when it was when we had that homecoming and all that.
Right.
It's like I kept writing on paper because I'd always be jealous of some girl he used to talk to in high school, and stuff like that.
That's real right there. Okay.
I was putting it in back then, and then when I was 18, I used to hang with a group of guys, it probably about three or four guys, they was rapping all the time, and I happened to, continue to write and participated in that. I was the only girl in the group at the time, but it didn't last too long. It really didn't last too long, so it's like we had divided because other things was going on. That was a major distraction with the group, so we just all broken up. So, but I continue to write off and on periodically through the years.
Right.
And I really didn't get really in depth with poetry until I start just, reading books about Maya Angelou, and she's one of my biggest fans.
Okay.
I really didn't really get in depth with it until I started reading her books and poetry and stuff like that. And I didn't start doing that till when I was in my 30s. I would write off and on, but I really didn't get deep and up into it until actually I spoke with her one time. And she told me that, she told me that if I had the gift, utilize it. She said, go for what you know, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow. See, it just takes
it
that little bit of inspiration, that push. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did. It gave me a drive when she told me that, because I did and let her know that I read her books and stuff like that, and she showed me a few of her, you know, by autobiographies and stuff about her. She told me what book to purchase, and I did. And when I read it, I was so, you know, her book is so profound, but it also had me emotionally, you know, tied up because, you know, of what she'd been through, you know, during her difficult times. I mean, she struggled, you know, as she got older. So that's what really inspired me, because she'd been through a lot. And I'm like, wow, if she can do it, I can do it too. So that's what made me, you know, forth on
it. See?
Love it.
See how she inspired you, and through your work, you will now inspire others. So it's a chain reaction. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
Yes, it is.
I didn't
even realize how I inspire people. I didn't, you know, you just don't know when you're humble and
you just
do your thing and you just,
Right.
It's a beautiful feeling when you have someone come to you and, you know, they said that they read a piece that you wrote or, you know, something that you said and it really touched them and they could connect, you know. It's a beautiful, humbling feeling. It really, really is, because we write for ourselves, but when you can write and someone else can, you know, connect with it, you know, that just puts it over the top, you know.
Exactly. Yeah,
so,
it does.
You talked about, you know, writing with your all-male crew, and I wanted to ask you about that. You being the only female in that group, like, how was it for you creatively vibing with your counterparts? How was that, you being the only female and you're writing with them? Did it, like, push your writing further, or did you feel like it stifled you?
Yeah.
How was it?
Yes, it did. It pushed my writing further. Just by experiencing that moment at that particular time, it did push me, because it made me become aggressive in my writing.
Right.
And see, women, females don't realize when they hang around with dudes, it ain't like, you know, it's nothing particular, but it's like it gives you a boost. It gives you an energy boost because I don't know what it is about males, but they do, you know, it gravitates, you know what I'm saying? It gravitates the energy, and it does push you forth, and it makes you become more aggressive towards your writing skills. That's what I've experienced.
I think that sometimes with women, we're kind of like catty, and we don't want to show love, and we don't want to encourage another woman because we don't want her to have more shine in us, and I think that's what it is, whereas with men, they don't really feel that way. You know,
no, they don't
push
feel like
you
that
gonna...
way, because it actually is the opposite sex that you're dealing with, and it's already a chemistry anyway. So it's attraction as far it's dealing with the attraction of the universe. When you have that connection and you have that power, it generates, and it, you know, it's just what it is. But you know, and it's sadly to say what you mentioned, that women are, I don't know what it is, but when I heard you earlier talking to the first your first guest, when a woman, is something about, they carry a lot of baggage, you know what I'm saying, as far as emotion.
Right.
And see, men are more logical. They're more logical thinkers. So that helps you too. That helps you. It pushes you, you know, that drive too. I don't know what it is with females. And see, I had to learn that along the way too, because I had like female friends in and out throughout my lifetime. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's the jealousy thing, because I always say this to, you know, there's good females out there that is willing to ride and die. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter how it go, but.
Right.
They carry seven deadly sins of sisterhood. I mean, it's so much competition. It's envy,
mm-hmm.
it's jealousy going on,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
it's resentment. It's so much, you know, along with that causes a breakdown in friendships when it comes to females.
Yes.
That is true.
You know, yeah, and it's very sad. It's very sad.
It is sad.
I talk about it
a lot.
I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
hey,
you won't
get an argument from me. Not at all.
Right.
I've always
been.
I love
you know,
to see women shine. I love it.
I love it too.
I want to see my sister
type.
Shine.
I would love to see a woman just, you know, just be the queen. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? I mean, we all deserve mm-hmm. that. God gave us the greatest gift, especially among, you know what I'm saying, with the women. You
right.
know what I'm saying? We're a gift to everybody, to the men, to the universe, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's sad that we have to tear each other down. We
it
should
is,
be sticking together
is.
As women. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You got some women that's insecure. They just got issues going on. And it just wrecks the whole thing of womanhood. And
it just spirals out of control.
It shouldn't even be like that for the simple fact that men, you know, I know we're the greatest species among men, but my thing is that we need to look up to one another as women because we're the backbone of men, little do women know. And when you sit back and you just so weak, a weak-minded woman that's very insecure and you just jealous and you just can't live on with life because, you know, you got all these things going on with you, it makes it hard.
Hold on. So you started laughing. You must, there's something going on. You started laughing when you said that. So I know you're feeling that right now.
Oh, she's feeling, you know, that's what I mean, man. It's just crazy like that, though. It just make it hard for the good women. I mean,
right.
gosh, I mean, you feel me?
I'm with
it
you
makes
on
no
that.
Sense,
I
whatever.
Do. I do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell it, Diamond. And Diamond
yeah.
breaking it down.
You know, I'm going to break it down, baby.
So, Diamond, you've been writing a long time. I want to know what has sparked you to now put out a spoken word CD. What was that push to do it now after all these years?
Well, I guess because of the energy. My energy
mm-hmm.
has really, you know, it just kicked fire. You know, for the past year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know, you know, when you feel that energy, you just, you know, you just feel like a, you know, a rocket ready
mm-hmm.
to explode. It's something that's unexplainable, but, you know, but I can describe it the best way that I can. Because it just came from nowhere. And
right.
I end up, you know, I just end up doing it. It's because once you have poetry and you write for so long and it's really a passionate and it's something that you like doing, you just need to just utilize it some kind of way and make it, you know, to become
mm-hmm.
some sort of substance rather than just writing all the time. See, I got kind of tired of just writing. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
tagging people my pieces. And, yeah, they said that I'm good and all this stuff. Like, oh, my God, you just, you know, because I'm so designed, you know, I really designed in my writing, and I'm very, very fashionable. So I just wanted to just put that into the making on a CD.
Gotcha. Okay,
so,
I'll show you.
So, yeah, and the CD is, oh, my God, it's amazing. I'm shocked at myself because of how it turns out.
Well, what is your creative process with putting your project together? Did you kind of incorporate old pieces with new? Is the whole thing, you know, fresh pieces that you came up
yeah,
with?
It's like a combination of all. It's like
okay.
it got classic in there, and then I do got, like,
mm-hmm.
my beats are custom made. So it's totally different from everybody else.
Okay.
Okay.
Look forward to hearing
yeah.
that one.
Nothing
oh,
wrong
yeah.
with custom made.
Yeah,
well, tell us, Diamond,
different.
Would you mind reciting one of your pieces for us right now? Would you like to do that on the air?
Yeah, I can. I want to tell you before I start saying one of my pieces, let me explain in detail a little bit of what I'm currently doing, if you don't mind.
Oh, no.
I'm officially down with the TWP Entertainment.
Oh, we're going to get into that. Don't worry.
Oh,
we're going to get into that.
Okay, most definitely.
Right now, we just want you to go into one of your pieces.
So you want me to say one of my pieces. Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
My first piece is called I Kept On Moving.
All right.
Many things in life had turned me down and expect me to walk around with a frown. People don't see me up but rather down and find blame that I did something wrong. When all along, it was they that had it misunderstood. They had a misunderstanding to the difference of impression with everything I've mentioned. But me, I kept on moving. There were mishaps in my circumstances, setbacks that kept me in trouble being around negative people. I've been miscarried like a newborn baby trying to survive independently. Seems though life held me captive with no meaning. I've been misled to believe I was someone important all the while I was being extorted. Every time I turn around, I felt like a product being used and mistreated by people with hang-ups when the problem wasn't me. It was society trying to control me. Every friend whom I thought loved me, they turned right around and betrayed me, tried to keep me in misery because they were all in distress complaining about their adversity. But me, I kept on moving. I've been misconceived millions of times in my life because nobody knew me. They had judged my personality, something they thought was interesting, more like in persecution. My perseverance kept me moving, despite the difficulties that kept losing. Society misdemeanor, I was guilty till proven innocent. Instead of checking into my history, people had already accused me, but me, I kept on moving.
All right.
I like that.
That was and great, that is, Diamond. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, you were.
I want to say,
okay.
Some poets have like amazing writing skills. They feel their spoken word isn't quite on point when it comes to delivery and kind of bringing that piece to life. How was the transition for you to go from writing to actually reciting your work?
Oh, it was a big transition. And I learned how to like put emotion into it. Yeah. And it helped me a lot, especially my manager and my mentor, Mr. Writers Poet Pounds, Martin Writers Poet Pounds, he helped me a lot, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, tell us about that. You are part of the Writers Poet Entertainment with my very dear friend, Martin. Can you tell us your role with the company and what it's all about? Let us know. Break it down for us.
Right. I'm officially down with the Writers Poet Entertainment. It's actually a record label that was founded by Mr. Martin Writers Poet Pounds. And it deals with artists with various functions that, you know, contribute to the community for a particular purpose. And the movement is to utilize poets and writers and, you know, artists to global strength, empowerment, you know, as communication and news media. So we operate under a nonprofit organization, you know, to distribute through Universal Music and, you know, publishing and broadcasting and marketing and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, what is your role with the company?
I'm a president. I'm the president manager.
All right.
Of the TWP Entertainment. And
all right.
You
that's
know,
what I'm talking
yeah.
About.
So yeah, that's it's amazing. I'm shocked too. So it's like, you know, I'm doing a lot right now as far as I'm currently writing songs of music and, you know, and plus I do rhymes and can rivet my words and see, and then I turn around and I'm engaged, you know, in the movement. So it's like, it's awesome to juggle both, because my advantage is to bring light to the industry with my affairs in the poetry community, and I do official groundwork and establishment for the TWP organization. So by utilizing the movement, bringing power structure along with organizing materials towards its foundation, it is very creative. It also, you know, and to do such framework.
Well, you
That's
are just breaking
about.
It down. Yes.
That's right.
Are you, like, are you actively seeking artists for the label?
We have nine labels. We had nine artists that's already signed to the label.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're doing real good. It's great. And to see, by us being a unit like that, we all work together hand in hand. So we're currently doing another project that's a compilation for the TWP, and that's with various of artists that's doing the album. So it's going to be me and Martin, and oh my God, it's going to be affiliated, you know, artists on there. Camp the Poet.
All right. That's awesome. Wow.
We always looking for you know, a new artist to recruit. So so it's amazing. I'm excited and oh my God. You know.
We can tell you're excited.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's awesome. You have to be excited.
My teeth red right now just talking about it. So
Oh man. That's awesome. That's awesome. Because when you have, you know, passion for what you do and you're excited about it, it just makes it that much greater. So that's awesome.
Now,
I want to go back to your CD, Pieces of a Diamond. How many tracks are you going to have on there?
12
tracks.
Okay.
Now, is this available for purchase? Is it free download? How are you presenting this to the people?
Actually, I'm going to be on CD Baby and all that. And right now, you know, when it come out, it's going to be in stores. It's going to be, you'll know, because I will post that everywhere. But right now, I'm currently on Reverb Nation. I'm on SoundCloud, Twitter, you know, and at times I do post my my songs up there, you know, that's already out. The single called Imagine Me. It's currently out right now.
Okay, so that is from your CD, Pieces of a Diamond.
Yeah. Yep.
That is. We're gonna play
CD.
That actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that's
we're gonna
what
play.
I'm
we're gonna
about.
Play that in just a few minutes.
Is that
your favorite song?
I like Imagine Me. Yeah, I do.
That's your favorite
on
the CD?
No, I have a few favorite ones on there.
Give us another. Okay. Give us the name of another so we can look out for it.
Hate Me.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like Hate Me. Yeah. Then Love Is Blind. I mean, I got a few of them. Love Is Blind, Hate Me, and
hey,
Love
all your
Cries.
Favorite, huh?
I mean, you guys are going to love When Love Cries. I'm excited because
right,
I can't
like
wait to come out so you guys, so you guys can hear it. It's just, you know, the thing about I enjoy the most is that my album is all emotion. It's just based on emotion. So you guys are going to go through your little roller coaster ride once you hear it.
I love it.
It's about, you know, it's mainly about emotion, about relationship, what you've been through in your lifetime, and, you know, just different things that go on in life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's pieces of me. It's the elements of me. So when you guys hear it, you're going to be feeling my shoes and you're going to feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. And you got to be able to feel the emotion of the artist when you're listening to their music. That's major for
that's
me
true.
Anyway. If I'm not
feeling
the emotion, then, you know, I just can't do it. But, Diamond, your gifts aren't limited to poetry. You're a licensed cosmetologist. You study business management. I read you even held a women's group for mentally challenged women, which in itself is so honorable. I mean, you're doing a lot. You've done a lot, and I applaud you for being an awesome woman who was doing her thing. Can you tell us, besides your CD coming out, are there any future projects under your belt that you'd like to share with us?
Not right now until the compilation come out. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have your
CD.
Personal CD and then a compilation CD.
Yeah,
what we have
you
to
know,
look forward to.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm also, you know, getting back writing my finishing my book too. I got a poetry book, but right now I got so much going on that and I'll just inform you guys later on in the near future.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Please do.
Yeah.
Please do. We have to bring you back on to the
Most
show.
Definitely.
Yes. Do an update.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well. Well, we definitely applaud you for taking the time out and coming on the show tonight. We are going to play your song so the listeners know all about you. We're going to be playing Imagine Me by you, Diamond. And, again, we just thank you for coming on and sharing your talents with us and with our listeners. We really appreciate you for that. Let's give it up for Diamond Peach, you guys. You want to set up your song? You want to set up your song that we're about to play of yours, Diamond?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I like.
You
I like it. Like.
Okay,
go ahead. That's right.
You said go ahead.
We
All right, well, we thank you, Diamond, for coming on the show. We're going to get into your song. You have a good night, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a good night.
You're welcome.
All right.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
PD Radio.
Every time you close your eyes, imagine me, restraining your soul into a mold of gravity. My intellect will draw you in as I gravitate your mind within the depths of my beauty. Breathing, flow. The sensitivity is so alive that my essence has brought your system to life, an entity of something unique, known to rock you from the soles of your feet to the top of your crown. I penetrate the tenderness of a wet kiss to your lips as I go down into ecstasy. It's my pleasure to please every part of your anatomy. You call. It doesn't matter who takes the flight in all of our time. I will try anything reaching beyond greatness. Imagine me absorbing your thoughts of imagination while I digest every word I'm saying. Penetrating your dreams as though I'm undressing you seductively, tempting you with my charm and sedating your mind into existence, intoxicate you with my presence, an inclination with disposition as my affection leans in position, mentally infiltrated and physically penetrated, captured under guiding light, fixing your eyes on me, the one and only Poetessy. Taste my fragrance as you sense this aroma. Inhale the essence of my water spreading like a fountain flowing lyrics of outspoken words. Drift into an apprehending place of mental thought, taking you high into paradise. Everything about us is open. Our minds, our hearts, including my lips in both places. You cannot deny this entrance. Both of us are carried away in a rapture. It takes two to tangle and one to capture the other. As I hold it down, my love compels you, stimulating your urges of my attractiveness. This engagement is scrumptious, so rich that my favorite preference is you, indulging you with all of my satisfaction. Imagine me absorbing your thoughts of imagination while I digest every word I'm saying, penetrating your dreams as though I'm undressing you seductively, tempting you with my charm and sedating your mind into existence. Intoxicate you with my presence, an inclination with disposition, as my affection leans in position, mentally infiltrated and physically penetrated, captured under guiding light, fixing your eyes on me, the one and only Poetessy. Show me how you like it. Know that this is psychedelic, recognizing it's me in your dreams, escaping all of your reality. I'll romance you with adventures of daring moments and thrill ventures. This fascination has you in hypnosis, far away into the heavens, and a spell you never were before. I will give you more. No matter what the limit is,
It's me, your reality. Tell me how you want it. I will place you in a condition, make you feel like you're in no fantasy, but in a missionary position. A mental thought of a drug addiction mixed with love potions. As I dose you with my medication, I will moisten your mind in streams of naked dreams. A cloud nine of idea beings. Amused by my captivation, I will take you to another world of elevation. Raising the stars wherever we are, take the flight, baby. I will move slowly in motion like an ocean. There is nothing that can hold us down. Imagine me absorbing your thoughts of imagination while I digest every word I'm saying. Penetrating your dreams as though I'm undressing you seductively. Tempting you with my charm and sedating your mind into existence. Intoxicate you with my presence through my passion and poetry.
PD Radio. 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 Radio.
Now I got the flow, 'cause I know that's what.
PD Radio.
Bang.
Bang. PD Radio.
What's up,
we are
PD?
Back. Black, I'm good. Another great show. Had some great guests. Bessie, Lena the model. We had Miss Diamond Peace. It was a great night. Oh,
crazy,
great
man. The energy has been crazy from start to finish.
Yes. And I want to shout out everybody who's listening to the show tonight. You guys continue to show us loyalty and support, and you are the reason why we continue on, and we just thank you so much. We do not take your support for granted. We love each and every one of you, so thank you for tuning in every Tuesday night with us. PD Radio.
You know it.
Because we just cool like that.
Cool like that. Hey, look, we got 11 minutes and counting, and you know we like to get to get it in if we can. So you still have time to call up and talk to us, you know what I mean, if you want to kick it about being fed up. You don't have to lie to us because we family, so just
you ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
That's right. So hit us up.
I want to give a quick shout-out.
3599.
Remember when I said 3599?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, because no one do that near nada like you do that near nada.
Near nada.
<man.
laughs> I did good tonight, though. I did. Yeah.
What was that?
I said I did good tonight. Not that many blunders.
Yeah, you
what,
did.
Two, three,
yeah,
maybe?
PD,
stop. I did good.
I'm going to give Miss PD an honorary.
Ron J. Be good. I don't want to disappoint y'all, though. So, you know, next show, I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring the blunders. Don't worry.
Next what?
But next show. But I just want to give a quick shout-out to friends of the show. We want to give a shout-out to Mr. Shaw and Shanks. They are past guests to the show and friends of the show, and they are performing tonight in Harlem. So we just want to give some love to them, and we know they're going to kill it. You know, we saw Mr. Shaw in action, Black and I, and, you know, he's very entertaining. He's a great artist. So, you know, respect to them. They're doing their thing tonight, and shout out to their management, Go Get It. She was making it happen, you know, a woman doing her thing as well. And
we just want to
shout out everybody that's doing, if you're doing your thing, we want to shout you out. If you're on your grind, we want to shout you out, because that's what we all about. You can't, you know, just
sit
back in a cut and just expect things to happen. You got to make it happen. I know I make
CD
it happen.
Ready.
Black, I know you make it happen. So we like to surround ourselves with other people who want to make it happen, you know?
PD Radio.
There's no whining and making it happen. Just make it happen. So.
That's right. I like that.
You like that?
You're
you like
stupid.
It? You know. I am. I'm stupid. Oh, I also want to shout out real quick, Miss Valencia, a.k.a. Soul Sister. You know what? You're wrong. You dead wrong, Valencia, and you know exactly what I mean. Yes, I'm putting you on blast because you was dead wrong for doing that to me just now in the middle of my show. I can't tell
y'all
what
reckless.
She did.
I don't know what's going on.
But she foul. She foul for doing that to me in the middle of my show. So I just want to put her out there, you know, put her on blast, Valencia, a.k.a. Soul Sister, a.k.a. Soul Diamond, a.k.a. Tempest. She another one with a lot of AKAs.
AKA V.
That's the new one you brought out. AKA V. Dilla. That's it. No
get
more.
Mine in there. Yeah.
No more. Yeah,
no
you
more.
Jealous? You jealous I didn't get your AKA in there? Black.
Uh-huh.
Nah. Chill. But we're down to the last few minutes of the show, so nobody's calling in.
Yes, we do have a caller. Don't even try it. I'm bringing in my peoples.
Hey, whatever.
What's going on? 270.
Who is this?
This is your girl, Valencia.
Who's playing on the line?
Call her. Don't play me, Mike. Don't play
me. V. Dilla, what's going on?
This is the real true V. Dilla. So, for real?
For real, you know you're wrong.
I just come over here snickering without letting the fans know what's going on.
We can't let them know.
We can do that. You know, I know that's the last few minutes of the show and everything, so I really want to call and show love.
Hold on, we got somebody else that want to chime in. Let's get them all together the last few minutes of the show.
What's going on here?
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, this her.
They done brought on the Breakfast Club up in this piece. What's going on?
What's going on, AKA Lady J.
I feel like I ain't talked to y'all in a minute.
Oh, you miss us? Lady J, miss us, y'all. We miss you
miss
too,
y'all.
Lady J.
The flavors.
But that sex, yeah, the flavors. Got to add the flavors because she come with the flavors now. Please.
Flavors.
So, Lady J, I need you to do me a favor. Next time we go on air, I need you to, like, hit up your girl, Valencia, a.k.a. Soul Sister, a.k.a. Soul Diamond, a.k.a. Tempest, a.k.a. V Dilla. I need you to hit her up before you know we're about to go on air and tell her to keep her shenanigans at a minimum. Because
yeah,
when I'm doing a show.
I ain't going to say what the conversation was.
Please don't.
Like, for real, everybody's like,
Black about to take control of the show. Miss PD has gone rogue. Tripping.
We're having
fun. See,
Black is jealous because he don't know what's going on. So he gets jealous when he don't know what's going on. So just don't worry. We'll tell you after the show, Black.
He's a DJ.
You spin records? All you do is spin records. That's all you do. DJ Quick, Kid Capri, you ain't nothing.
Right.
And he's been a record that I give him. That's right.
Oh, man, Black.
No, seriously, I want to give so much love to you guys. We gave love to everybody, but, you know, because we have you on the line, I seriously want to give you ladies so much love because online, you guys truly, truly hold us down. You support us. You know, you tell everybody, you spread the word about PD Radio. Stop snickering. I'm being serious right now. You spread the word, and it means so much. It means so much, seriously, that, you know, you guys are that loyal, and we appreciate you, seriously.
Hey,
and I just want to put that out on the air
for
everyone to know.
I really want to say something really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really sweet.
Uh-huh.
You know, show support for those that show support for you. Understand how to take criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know how to take criticism, shut the hell up and don't do nothing.
Stop crying to get the crybaby ass to the back. That's what
exactly.
Stop crying.
Somebody sees that they don't like. A real ass person is going to tell you that they don't see. They see some shit that they don't like. So,
right.
You know,
exactly.
That's all I got.
Yeah, big babies.
Don't take it to Instagram and don't take it to Facebook because somebody like me is behind your ass.
Especially men, right?
Men actually take the Facebook.
Come on.
And I turned to some little Mitch.
You Mitch.
All right, I'm done. I'm sorry, Black.
I can't.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting back here like, what is going on?
Well, you know, baby, this you. Joker scene don't play that Twitter beat shit. I don't play that Twitter beat shit. We don't do that around my part. Around here, we have things like adults. We don't do that Twitter beef shit.
They're trying to take
Instagram.
Our certification.
The only time I take the high road is when I'm in high heels. Take that.
I know that's right. Tonight is going to be Miss Josephine has spoken. What's that?
It's going to be shots fired.
What's going on with the Diamond
Sisters?
Y'all talk
really
to me.
Fired.
I'm putting y'all on the spot right now.
The Diamond Sisters?
There is no talking. We got 2 minutes left of the show. There's no talking about that, Black. What are you doing?
Oh, okay. See, now it's top secret. You know what I'm
there's not enough time. You can interview
we'll
us later.
We we'll have to do there's, that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. There's not enough time.
As long as I get the exclusive when it drops.
They need a whole
okay,
segment
we'll keep,
for that. They need a whole segment for
of
that, Black. Like, you're going to have to wait.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Another
open panel,
maybe.
Wild.
All
right, we're shutting it down. We're shutting it. That's a minute 28, 27. The ladies.
That's right. PD Radio, we love you guys. Valencia, Lady J, Smooches, you know. Catch the playback if you miss any part of the show. Until next time, we love you, and we wish you all a good night. PD Radio.
Love, peace, and
chicken grease. Sanjay.
God damn, boy, what's that, some kind of weave or something?
It is my natural hair. I have been growing it since birth.
Well, shit, what kind of chemical you got in there?
I have put no chemicals, only juices and berries.
Shit, that ain't nothing but ultra-perm.